Y'all stupid. All right, Rob's freaked out because he may not be able to play his video games today because his electrics is out because of the storm.
There's a new Zelda game out that we've been talking about when you're out of the room, so we don't have to deal with your nasty comments about it.
Judging.
Well, he's already he played it yesterday. That's why he kept getting interrupted, having to do grown-up stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was going to play today, but your electrics is out right now.
Huh? Yeah, it woke Meredith up an hour before she planned to get up.
Oh, my God. And Riggins, are you going to take a nap today? You don't take naps very much.
I don't really take a lot of naps, but if I were to take a nap, today would probably be the day.
Today is
going to be the day that we're going to come back to you.
I can't take a CPAP nap either.
No.
Oh, God. I didn't think of that.
Hell no. Your life is effed, Rob.
This sucks.
You need to get you a hotel room.
Yeah.
I'd go to it and it would also have the power.
Go to the hotel, man. All right. So today being Friday and the fact that you paid extra to get this segment, we give it to you real good.
Hard. Straight and fast.
The one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah, this is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from strip clubs across the country. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. Start in Minneapolis, Minnesota at a place called the Seville Club. Josh left a one-star review. I found a spot to sit down and watch the stage. All I can say is WTF. I was absolutely not impressed with the hail-damaged butts shaking on the stage. I do enjoy beautiful women dancing all sexy like, but I truly kept hoping the stage would get better, but it never did. I ordered a couple of lap dances, which lasted about 30 seconds, and when it was time for my lap dance, the girl set my drink on a table and said, quote, "Don't worry, I'll make sure it doesn't get roofied." What? The girls I paid for lap dance spoke English, but as soon as they started dancing, they started speaking Spanish. Completely rude.
Talking about him.
The lap dances were a total ripoff. $40 for 30 seconds. Never again. One star.
That is rude.
It's incredibly rude. Especially if you've already let on that you can speak English and then you switch a language as you're dancing in my lap. That's incredibly rude.
After you take my drink and put it down.
And why would you think he couldn't speak Spanish? What about his personality made you think he couldn't speak that? Come on. Then we'll go to Anaheim, California, in a place called Imperial Showgirls. Tom left a one-star review. We never even made it inside because it was raining, and a short Hispanic security guard wouldn't let us stand under the awning. I was trying to open my umbrella, and then he called us names and literally ripped the umbrella from my hands. I don't understand why you'd be so disrespectful when we're coming in to spend money. Ladies, you lost three people that had dollar bills ready to go. One star.
Blame that security guard.
At least five of them each.
Exactly. They always like putting that in there at the end. Yeah. You lost out on real money ready to spend. Cold, hard cash.
How did he describe the bounce?
A short Hispanic man, I believe.
A short Hispanic man just cost you 15 big ones.
Yeah.
Rip at least.
I mean, you imagine, it's pouring rain. Do you want to go to the strip club? You're like, no, we got to go. We got to go. It's pouring out. It's 2 in the morning. Get in the car.
And two men sharing an umbrella would make it even worse.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to Minneapolis, Minnesota, at a place called Downtown Cabaret. A short review from a guy named Jonas. This is probably the worst strip club I've ever been to across 44 countries I've been.
What?
Rude security, disinterested bartenders, and the chicken fingers suck. How the hell you mess up chicken fingers? Not worth your time. One star.
Oh, it always kills me with the food reviews.
I know.
I mean, come on. Are you really going there because you want good food?
Yeah, a lot of people say they go for the wings and stuff like that, but I kind of understand. How do you mess up chicken tenders? I mean, they're
frozen in those types of situations. Probably frozen. Yeah.
So maybe he has a point, but I agree. Like, that just does not appeal to me. Atlanta's got a big chicken wing strip club scene. Like, they're very popular, but it's just not doing it for me.
You know what? It would be out of the ordinary, in my opinion, if I ate at a strip club and it was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'd go, wow, you know what? Surprisingly, this is good. Not surprising is if it were bad.
Yeah.
So I'd feel more compelled to comment if it's good than bad.
People love talking about, oh, the breakfast buffet at this strip club is incredible. I'm like, yeah, it's also 4 a.m. and you're shit-faced. That's why you thought it was good. I mean, there's scrambled eggs and bacon. I mean, come on. It's kind of funny.
And you're smelling like perfume.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, at a place called Minks Gentleman's Club. Tom left a 1-star review. I was looking forward to a night of relaxation and enjoyment, but I was treated to 2 girls flipping me off and 2 other friends off before the MC called us, quote, welfare children. But we literally tipped everyone, even the female who flipped us off. I came out of the bathroom, sat down, tipped her $3, and not 2 seconds went by, and then she flipped us the bird. Then we had no problem until the girl started complaining for no reason. My hand to God. We didn't tip but 1 girl because we were getting change and drinks. The bouncer offered us a free cover on our next visit, and the MC offered to buy us a round after I offered my own POV. That's what POV means. None of this will occur since we will be gone at the end of the month. I just hope this serves as a forewarning to anyone coming to this establishment for the first time. Your service will not be respected or appreciated here. 1-star.
No, sir. Come on, sir.
That's not appropriate, though. You can't flip people off.
No, I mean, it's just not customer's nice. Always right.
That's exactly right, buddy.
What happened to that?
Come on. Then we'll go to Washington, D.C., at a place called The House. Kevin left a 1-star review. It's not a strip club if there ain't no damn pole. Not too fond of women sprawled out on blankets, shaking their cooters in my face. It takes a blanket. On a blanket, they just lay out a blanket. But what are they going to do? There's no pole. They got to put on a show. She's like, I'll just lay out my blanket. They probably got their own blanket. It takes a bit more for me to be entertained. If you're looking for a classy spot with talented women who actually dance, this ain't the place for you, 1-star.
Yeah, that's what most guys are looking for, a talented spot.
Talented spot, you know, with classy people.
It's classy.
Come on.
Classy gentleman's club.
Now, this one is dark.
Oh.
John left a review at Club Columbus, Columbus, Ohio. John said, I just heard that the new club management will not serve Christmas dinner to the patrons as done in the past. How rude, cheap, and disrespectful to the men who have no other place to go or who have been abandoned by their families. The club continues to raise its prices. The place is dirty and certainly not worth $18 to rent a locker. Something is definitely not right with the latest management. I just tore up my membership card, and they can, you know what? They can stick it up their asses. For what it would have cost them to feed the guys, now they'll lose even more money without my patronage. 1-star.
But the fact that they're even open on Christmas Day is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to talk about rock bottom?
You're so alone in the world that you're just completely destroyed by the fact that you can't have Christmas dinner at a strip club with the other men who are in your same situation.
I want to see that. What's doing there?
You also have to think about, like, the girls that are working there on Christmas. Like, do they just not have families either? Are they like, sorry, Mom, I can't make it. I got a shift today.
Yeah. Holy.
I don't know. Some people picture no strippers having family. You know, if you're a stripper, it means you don't have family. I assumed you didn't have family. I mean, I don't think that, but, I mean, that's a lot of people do.
How rude. How rude are those people?
Yeah, so.
And I wonder how good
can it be?
The Christmas dinner was.
You probably got prime rib and.
Oh, you got damn chicken and dressing and deviled eggs, turkey.
Eat a deviled egg in a strip club.
Frying turkeys out back.
Oh, my stomach is bubbling just thinking about it. So, yeah, he's pissed. He's pissed. Then we'll go to Centerville, Illinois, at a place called Boxers and Briefs. This is a gay strip club. Yeah. It's a great name. I think it's a pretty good name.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah. Mike left a 1-star review. So, it's my first time here, and I noticed that most of the employees look like meth addicts. They had some drag queens performing who are good, but the stripper's talent is definitely on tweaker status, and the girls And the guys that appeared not to be into PNP were very twink-like.
PNP.
I figured, I thought maybe somebody would know what that meant. PNP, like the letters PNP.
Is the first one penis?
Would be a good guess. I mean, if I had to take a guess, one of the P's is going to be penis.
They Pecker. Are not into PNP, but they seem like they act a lot like twinks. Is that what they say?
Yeah, they were very twink-like.
Twink-like. That's a twink is a young, pretty gay man, right?
Yeah, like a skinny gay guy.
PNP is party and play. Also known as chemsex or wired play, refers to a practice of consuming drugs to enhance sexual activity.
Okay.
Oh.
About to start tripping on Molly and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to take some mushrooms and look at butts. Look at buttholes. I'm going to take a bunch of acid and look at your nuts. Yeah.
It's like, I'm not into that. Oh, well, you're very twink-like not to be into that.
Yeah,
what does it mean that all twinks are into that?
And the guys that appeared not to be into PNP were very twink-like. I don't know.
I don't get it.
You want to do some chem play? The hell? No, chem play? Taking a bunch of chemicals?
Right, so now we know where all of the Molly went.
Yeah, it's all it. Boxers and briefs.
What makes you dance all night?
Ecstasy, ecstasy. It's crazy. And then we'll wrap up in Southgate, Michigan, at a place called Subie's Place. Tony left a one-star review. Well, if you're looking for a blowjob or a fight, come here. Just got kicked out. Bouncer wanted to fight my blind friend. Apparently, after they serve you 15 shots, you're all of a sudden the asshole. Came here with cash and I was sober. Last time, I promise. One star.
Yes, yeah, you are, because you keep ordering shots.
Yeah, it was forcing 15 shots down your mouth. Yeah, goober.
Out in the back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
sorry.
I love if you're looking for a blowjob or a fight, come here.
And I'm looking for both.
Yeah, right.
It depends on which one comes first.
Yeah, true.
You know, if you got to fight somebody to get to that. You know, hey, if you want it, you gotta beat the defending champion over here.
Do I get to choose which one I get first? So those are the one-star strip club reviews.